This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's Armed Forces chief on Tuesday defended the military's seizure of power, saying he had ousted the government to avoid civil war, while protesters took to the streets to demonstrate against the takeover after a day of deadly clashes. The military takeover on Monday brought a halt to Sudan's transition to democracy 2 years after a popular uprising toppled long-ruling Islamist autocrat Omar al-Bashir. Speaking at his first news conference since announcing the takeover, General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan said the army had no choice but to sideline politicians who were inciting against the armed forces. He claims Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, who was arrested on Monday along with other members of his cabinet, had not been harmed. Later on Tuesday, a source close to Hamdok said he and his wife were at their home and under tight security. Sudanese ambassadors to 12 countries, including the United States, United Arab Emirates, China, and France, have rejected the military takeover, a diplomatic source said on Tuesday. French President Emmanuel Macron asked China's President Xi Jinping during a phone call on Tuesday to send the world a, quote, decisive signal on climate change ahead of the upcoming climate summit in Scotland on the topic, according to the French presidency. It says Macron engaged Xi in notably raising China's goals in terms of efforts to reduce or to address the climate crisis and to make, quote, concrete progress toward ending China's reliance on coal. China is among the major emitters that have yet to submit a new climate target. Find more at voanews.com.